Well, Robin, you've probably seen that video out there today of a man tasered at Los Angeles International Airport yesterday after he would not cooperate with TSA agents. He was tasered right in front of other passengers. Well, it reminds us of the man who just last month was shot and killed in Oklahoma by a reserve deputy who meant to use his taser, not his gun. The incident has sparked calls to step up training for volunteer police officers. There are roughly 4,000 of them in Oklahoma. KGOU's Kate Carlton Greer reports from Oklahoma City.
Scott Kendrick has spent a lot of time at the Council on Law Enforcement and Education Trainings campus in Ada, Oklahoma. He stops by to check on sheriff's deputies during their defensive tactics lessons.
See what you got.
Kendrick spent about 15 years in law enforcement as a full-time officer. He left 10 years ago, but decided to stay involved as a reserve deputy.
The reason I left was because of, you know, the benefits were pretty good, but the retirement plan was pretty horrible. And I wanted the option to retire whenever that time came.
Today, Kendrick works for Oklahoma Gas and Electric in their investigations division. In his free time, he volunteers with about 12 other reserves for the Canadian County Sheriff's Department. He's the captain of the Reserve Patrol Unit.
We got an engineer. We have laborers. We have people that own their own business. We've got a plumbing contractor that's working for us right now. We have an Oklahoma City dispatcher.
But when the officers put on their gear, which looks identical to a full-time deputy's uniform, Undersheriff Chris West says there's no difference between the two.
For the most part, here at the Canadian County Sheriff's Office, our reserve deputies perform the same functions as our full-time deputies. The only difference is we don't pay them.
Under Oklahoma law, reserve officers are required to undergo 240 hours of training. That's less than half of the 580 hours required to be a full-time officer. They can serve as much as 35 hours per week, or as infrequently as they want. And the volunteers aren't required to receive additional annual training. That's something Training Director Steve Emmons would like to see change.
Virtually, an officer that goes through a reserve academy can go 50 years without ever mandatorily, by statute, having to sit in another continuing education class.
Some agencies, like Canadian County, provide additional training to reserves, but it's not required. And reserve classes can take 6 to 8 months to complete, so Emmons says it's hard to ask volunteers for an additional time commitment.
For the most part, and there's a hesitation to put any more responsibility onto them. I don't necessarily agree that that's a good argument, but I think that's probably the biggest reason why there's been hesitation.
Without reserves, Emmons says, many smaller police and sheriff's departments across the state wouldn't be able to operate at full capacity. Tax bases aren't big enough to hire only full-time officers.
I'm sure virtually all of them would prefer to staff their agencies with full-time officers. In my tenure in law enforcement, however many more years that is, I don't see that ever happening. There's just not money there.
Our reserve police officers out there, it's imperative that we have them. I mean, I don't know that we would have the kind of public safety we've got today without them.
That's State Representative Mike Christian.
They're valuable, but I think for all police officers, I think we can do better when it comes to training, especially when it comes to use of force.
Christian wants continued training for all officers, not just full-timers. But that's going to take time. The legislative session is about to wrap up, and it's likely too late for any legislative action this year.
We can't put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole, because I think that's what we're talking about, no pun intended. But after this session ends, what I would like to see is all the stakeholders, I think we should sit down at the table and have a comprehensive study, and then come February next year, have a good comprehensive bill that we can go through.
That sounds good to Police Training Director Steve Emmons. He says if he has the chance to promote an additional course, he'll take it.
No question about it. You're getting two different levels of law enforcement officers between the full-time and the reserve.
Emmons says the situation in Tulsa, where a reserve deputy accidentally shot a restrained suspect, is an anomaly. He says most of these men and women are pretty cautious. As far as Emmons sees it, any training that makes them a more effective and safer part of law enforcement is worth it. For Here and Now, I'm Kate Carlton Greer in Oklahoma City.